It's time for Conversations in the Blue Chair, a bi-weekly podcast from the education team at Apartment Ratings and Satisfax, where we talk to renters and experts on trending topics impacting the multifamily industry. Now here are your hosts, Leah Nicole Smith and Jennifer Carter.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back for another episode of Conversations in the Blue Chair. I am Leah Nicole Smith, and my co-host is Jennifer Carter.
Welcome.
We are the education team at Satisfax and Apartment Ratings, and our topic today is all about fake reviews and catfish communities. So stay tuned. We're going to have a guest interview closer to the end of this episode, and we will wrap up with our 5 and 5, which is 5 best practices or tips and strategies in 5 minutes.
Yes. And so today's renter focus group that we are reaching out to are testers. They are ranging in age from 18 to 65 with an income of $65,000 to $100,000. And again, all of these folks that we talk to, they're all current renters. So they're currently in their apartment. And first up, we have somebody by the name of Jen we want to hear from. She is in Gaithersburg, Maryland. So we want to. Yeah, there we go. That was a good one for me. I want to get that one right for sure. But yeah, we want to definitely hear as she talks about her impression of a community with all or mostly 5-star reviews. So that's definitely something, you know, we see sometimes, but we want to be able to get the feedback and see and hear what she has to say.
I'd be skeptical for sure. Yeah, if they actually provided like an actual review and like said things in the review that made sense, that didn't sound fake, then I'd be more willing to agree with it. But I've seen way too many where it's just 5-star, everything's awesome, and that's fake. That's not real. That's not telling me anything. But I have seen some reviews out there where it's 5-star review, and then they talk about like, well, this is what the community has, and you know, yeah, I wish they had this, this, and this, but that doesn't take away from how good the community is or the benefits of the community. Or, you know, like, I probably right now would rate my apartment community, the one that I'm currently in, a 5-star, and in a review I would probably say like, I wish that they had more like amenities, more services that were more accessible. A lot of the parties that they do are primarily during the day, so I can't go to them. I also work really far away from where I work, so the ones that are after work I can't get to. I also wish that they had like better a parking situation, but none of those take away from the overall impression I have of a community. So if it was a review like that, I give it a lot more credence. But too often I see 5-star reviews and there's either no review or the review is great. Like one word, and that's it. That's not helpful. So I'd be very skeptical and probably write those off as like, these are all fake, and I don't want a community that's going to lie to me to try and get me in there. Because if they're already lying on their website, they're probably going to lie when I get in.
Okay, Jennifer, did you catch the last line of her interview? She said, if they're already lying on their website, they'll probably lie when I get in. Yikes.
Yes.
Okay, so according to our online renter study, trust in a community's website actually dropped from 36% in 2017 to just 9% in 2019. That's a huge drop in just 2 years. So renters, you know, they know that these websites have been designed in a way to portray the community in the best light possible. I mean, that's a no-brainer. So, but it's also important to know that the stories that are being told by the residents, and we call them, you know, their reviews, also support the things that are being said on the community or company's website. So Jenny, who is in Fort Wayne, Indiana, had some very strong opinions about communities with all 5-star reviews.
I would absolutely think it was fake, and I would try to find a different review website. Like a solid 5-star is fake. Because there's no way everyone in an apartment complex is 5-star happy. There's no way.
So Jenny said straight up that she would think it was fake, right? Like she's just
Like
telling us
flat
like it
out,
is,
yeah,
right?
flat out fake, yeah.
Yep. Which really kind of got us wondering though, how confident are renters in spotting fake reviews, right? Like, can they really spot them? Are they good at that? So what we found, another renter by the name of Seth, he actually is in Wilmington, Delaware. He gave us a great answer as to what his red flags are in trying to determine if a review really was the real thing, or, you know, was he able to spot that fake review?
If a review goes completely overboard, it only has positives to say. I think that's a pretty good, or that under these circumstances, there's a pretty good chance that this is a fake. I find it hard to believe that a person couldn't find something that they're concerned about, something that they wish could be improved. I know that that's been my experiences. So I think I would be concerned that it may be a fake if it's just overboard, overly glowing with just positive.
You know, I think people who read reviews, I think they're willing to cut the community a break if there was a mention here or there of something that can be approved upon. You know, if you know everything is just super positive and everything is glowing, that's where those red flags kind of come up. But I do
For
think,
sure.
you know, in general, people are looking for what we've been talking about, and what we've been referring to as the wisdom of the crowd. So kind of overall, what do people have to say? What's in common among all of these reviews?
Absolutely. I definitely agree with that. That wisdom of the crowd, I think, is something really to kind of look at. Jen, who we heard from in the beginning, she was our first first person that we listened to. She gave us a great example of how even a negative review can be perceived as fake, which I think is super interesting. So take a listen as she shares with us that information.
I think it's also fairly possible, fairly easy to spot an overly negative review. You know, I look for key things when I look at reviews. I look at, you know, do a lot of people talk about an overabundance of pests? Are people talking about mice or cockroaches? Do people complain about theft or like non-responsive management or maintenance? But it's an accumulation of these. If I get a review where most of them are fairly positive and a lot of people don't complain, and then one person is like, "This place is crawling with cockroaches. They're terrible. The whole building is infested and nobody wants to respond." If that's the only review, then I don't write it off. I don't know that they're completely fake, but I also question more the person than the apartment complex.
So what we know from interviewing this focus group of renters, reviews are a big deal. But there are those communities who find it challenging to get residents to tell their stories online. It's not always easy. This is where you may be tempted to offer some type of incentive, right, to help your residents place a review for you on a review site. We are strongly against that incentivizing reviews. You know, so
Yes.
that's again, you know,
Big
trying
no-no.
to, yeah, big no-no, big no-no. We don't want to give any incentivized ideas for people to submit reviews. But not only could it result in a consumer alert being plastered across your page, and nobody wants that, but think of the pressure you're putting on your residents to only focus on the positives regarding their experience. Because again, you know, if you kind of want to pay somebody to put that review out there, right? You know, what pressure is that going to put on that resident?
Yeah, so here's an example. Like, let's say you're offering a $50 gift card for quote unquote any online review, right? Whether it's positive or negative, you just want a review and you're offering this gift card. Well, as a resident, if I were a resident, in order for me to even get the gift card, I would have to identify myself or maybe prove to you that I have written a review. So you're going to see the review. You're going to know that it's coming from me. So what are the chances that I'm going to be 100% honest in that review? I mean, honestly, you know, what are those chances? So we asked the focus group if they would feel pressured to only focus on the positives if they were offered an incentive in return.
I mean, obviously, yeah, that's why they do it. And I don't think it's fair to anybody. So I mean, I would feel pressured to focus on the positives. I'm not saying that I would, but I would feel pressured to. Because I feel like they would take it away if I had said some bad things.
Well, the majority of our focus group felt the way that you heard Jenny did. And it's interesting because it also, it's tough when residents have a good relationship, right, with their management company. Mm-hmm. You know, it might become awkward. Because again, as you mentioned, Leah, they're going to know who they are.
So in listening to all of these renters and what they had to say during their interviews, I think the bottom line is that your review page should be transparent, authentic, and a true depiction of the overall resident experience. You know, I think that's why and what has driven us to create our EPIC index. Now, EPIC, it's E-P-I-Q. That stands for your experience and performance IQ. It's actually a rolling 365-day letter grade from A to F that's posted on your apartment ratings page. And the best part about our EPIC index is that there's an actual EPIC report card where we break down every component that factors into that grade. So essentially, there's no guesswork in how we calculate the EPIC index or how we rank the companies and communities in our monthly reports.
So like you said, transparent, authentic, and true depiction of the overall resident experience is important. I think it's one of the top three things there. You can clearly see why your community or company is ranked where it is, which is great in regards to having that EPIC index. And you can actually also see, or those folks looking on the apartment ratings page will be able to clearly see that information as well. We asked our focus group if they have, if having that EPIC index and its breakdown is helpful to them because they're actually out searching for new community perhaps. And again, kind of from their perspective, does the EPIC IQ index become helpful for them when they're looking?
I think it's very helpful. I wish all apartments came with a report card. It would make my life easier. And it's just really nice to not have to kind of guess at what you're going into to have all these different components rated before you even schedule a tour. So that's great.
And we love seeing how companies have been embracing EPIC, and at every level of their organization, and especially all over social media. Jennifer, you actually had an opportunity to interview Paragon Properties, who celebrated the release of our EPIC rankings in a pretty unique way.
Yeah, I had a great time interviewing them. Charisse is the vice president for Paragon, and Marissa is their operations analyst. I really, again, had a great time talking with them and learning how the EPIC IQ has motivated their company and really what their plans were to incorporate this into their marketing strategies going forward. How are they going to use this? So let's take a listen. They had some great things to say.
Well, when we first got the email, it was super exciting to see that, we were ranked number 3. I mean, I think that was probably the first thing that we noticed was our high ranking among the top 100 companies, just feeling really good about all of our efforts that we know we put forth with our focus on reviews and answering reviews. And digging in a little bit more to the EPIC rating itself, just really happy to see that it's a more well-rounded review rather than just the resident or non-resident, as it were, feedback of our communities at times. So, yeah, we were just really excited for the new ranking and to place so high on the first, you know, the first ratings that came out.
I love that. I love the what you just said too was well-rounded. So I think that's something that's going to be super helpful to see as it continues, is knowing that it's not just one or the other, but it is a well-rounded score, which takes into multiple, things when it comes to that total EPIC number. Well, one of the things that we love too seeing is social, right? We love that social media post that you guys did. If those that are on our podcast today haven't seen it, make sure to check them out. But we love seeing that you guys did some cool, epic cookies and love to kind of know how that kind of came about and, you know, what was that all about for you guys?
So when I first got the email, I knew that we wanted to do something big to promote it, something just to kind of announce to the teams too what Epic was, because it was new and a new concept. And so Marissa had the great idea to do the cookie bouquets. You know, it's big, it's flashy, the fans can eat it, so they like the treats. And then it was also something that we knew we could use out on socials because we like to promote not just our company, but other companies that we partner with as well, and just the programs that we have. So it kind of morphed into just being a really good way to promote us at the number three. We had three different cookie options, I guess, in each bouquet. So there was a number three for We're Number Three, and then we had the Paragon logo, and then the Epic logo, which wonderfully all the colors mixed together really well for that too. So it looked like it was really coordinated. It was really fun, and then just being able to promote each team's photos as they took them out on the property as they were enjoying those treats was really fun for us to do.
That's great. That's really awesome. In regards to teams and helping them and promoting that and explaining to that, what was the responses like in regards to the teams receiving not only the cookies, but kind of hearing where they ranked? Is anything, you know, how did they respond to that new Epic ranking?
I think they were just as excited as we were to place number three. You know, we think of ourselves as a small boutique management company. We're not tiny, but we're definitely small compared to some of the local management companies that are in our area. And so not only did we look at where we were with that, the size of communities or the size of companies that we ranked in, Marissa also pulled the larger companies and saw that we were still number three on that ranking as well. So that was pretty exciting for us when we publicized it out to the properties. We actually highlighted some of the local companies in our market that we know we compete against on a daily basis and just really promoted to our teams, you know, how well they were doing and definitely keep it up and know where you are in relation to the competition and, you know, just really a good feeling for how hard we work on it. We push it a lot internally. And so I think for them, it's somewhat, you know, validation or the why behind us pushing for it and focusing on it so much to not only provide great service, but also respond when those reviews come through, whether they're good or bad, and, you know, really recovering from anything that didn't go right. But I think they just felt really excited to be number three. Of course, if three isn't good enough, they want to be number one. Which is funny because as soon as they put it out, they're like, wait, no, we need to be higher. So.
Well, that's great. That's awesome. And then I guess the last question we would love to hear from you is overall, you know, that value of the Epic ranking for your company. Of course, you're striving to be number one, right, as you mentioned. How do you think that the Epic ranking can really be helped used to attract new renters? I know you mentioned in the beginning a little bit about having it be that overall score. But do you see that in any way helping to attract new renters?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's huge. We know in our industry, I mean, many people they go straight to reviews. No matter what industry you're in, you're always looking at the review of the product, the review of the service, or whatever it is. So we know as our company, every time a review comes in, like Cherie said, we respond right away, no matter if it's good, no matter if it's bad. We also promote as much as possible. So we do have review cards on each site that they hand out to residents, prospects, vendors, just to ask for the feedback. We're also trying to educate everybody that does come into our site about the review and about even the Epic score, just making sure they know what it is, what the Satisfact score really truly does mean and where it comes from. So to us, it's huge. We try to promote it as much as possible.
That's fantastic. Really appreciate everything you guys are doing and showcasing that and how hard you guys are working and your teams are working. So I really appreciate you guys taking a few minutes of your time, and we can't thank you enough.
Thank you so much. We love being a partner with this, and just it's been quite a few years now, and I really think that working together has really helped boost our scores and our focus too.
So Jennifer, what did you think when you first saw their post about the cookies that they gave out to everyone and all the pictures that they had of their team members?
I absolutely loved it. I think partially because it just looks fun. It's engaging, you know, creates some great connection between the team members as well as their corporate office. And I really wanted to eat the cookies. Let's be honest.
Maybe next month. Maybe we'll get one. Maybe they'll send us one. Yep. So if your Epic Index isn't where you want it to be, or maybe you just want to hang on to that A grade that you have, because remember, this grade is subject to change on a daily basis. It's a rolling 365 calculation. So Jennifer and I are going to give you our 5 and 5 on the 5 things that you can do to just make sure your Epic is exactly where you want it to be.
So starting off with our number one, review volume, right? So the number of reviews that you guys have on your page. You want to have a consistent flow of reviews posting to your apartment ratings page. So you want to cultivate reviews authentically, as we mentioned, as possible. So no incentives. I want to steer clear of that. But we want to make sure we're constantly having a good flow of reviews coming in. We don't want to have anything that's outdated, you know, or old in the sense that's not relevant to, you know, maybe a new renter or that's looking.
Yes. And you want those reviews to tell a story, give them some information. You know, those 5-star, it's great, are going to be chalked up to insincere fake reviews, as our renters in our focus group had mentioned. Number 2 is you want to be responding to all reviews. Every review that is posted to your apartment ratings page deserves some type of a response. And not that cookie cutter kind of Autobot boilerplate we've heard from a previous focus group. You want those reviews to be custom, and you want them to be tailored specifically to the review itself.
Yeah, for sure. This one always gets me when we say this, and I think we've said this even before on a previous podcast, but somebody walking by, right? You would never just give the same spiel to somebody who's walking by your office, maybe if you're in the office or on the community grounds, and give the same response to everybody. So make it unique for sure.
Yes.
But number 3, focus on the ratings by streamlining your processes and making sure things go as smoothly as possible. So we want to make sure that we are looking at the ratings. And in order to help that, you can, of course, streamline any processes you guys have on site.
Yeah, and if you have, let's say, for example, you have great ratings for the office, you know, that's a 4.2 and neighborhood is a 4.5. And then you look at maintenance and maintenance is a 2.1. That 2.1 is going to stand out like a sore thumb to anyone who's reviewing your Epic report card. Number 4 is you want to respond in a timely manner. And I say timely using air quotes over here, because there is actually a time frame, a suggested time frame within which to respond. We recommend that if you want to keep your Epic Index healthy, that you are responding to all posted reviews within 24 hours. So that is the recommendation. That is what we look for when we are incorporating that piece of the components that we use for Epic into your overall Epic Index. So within 24 hours. And the important thing about that, we know it's tough to come up with custom responses, tailored responses, everything is unique and no copy and paste within that time frame. And if you're challenged with that, if that's something that's happening at your company, feel free to reach out to us so that we can give you some information on our review responder service, where we can do all of those custom tailored non-boilerplate responses for you within that 24-hour time frame.
Yeah, for sure. Now the other thing is, if you're really, looking to maybe even boost your, your Epic Index even more, we are of course calculating and incorporating into the calculations rather your Satisfax results. So if you are on Satisfax with us, we are incorporating that, and that'll definitely help boost your score that you are seeing.
Yes. So Jennifer just gave you our fifth tip. That is our 5 in 5. You want review volume, you want to respond to all reviews, you want to make sure that those star ratings are consistent by streamlining your processes, you want to respond in a timely manner, and you want to make sure your Satisfax surveys are supporting, helping to boost and support your efforts with your Epic Index. The monthly Epic ranking report can be found on our website at satisfax.com.
Well, that wraps up this episode of Conversations in the Blue Chair. We hope you can join us next time. And you can always find us on social media. You can find us on Instagram at Satisfax Education, and we would love to connect with you.
Thanks, everyone. Have a great one.
You never know who will be joining us in the Blue Chair. Click the subscribe button to make sure you don't miss a show. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Conversations in the Blue Chair with Leah Nicole Smith and Jennifer Carter, the education team at Apartment Ratings and Satisfax. Educators, not data collectors.